Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Satterley, welcoming you back to another 2 hours of fine modern mainstream jazz here on 89.1 the Lakeshore. Of course, we're here every Sunday night from 9 to 11. We hope you'll make it a habit of getting together with us every Sunday night at 9. My portion of the show is going to be devoted to some early MJQ. By MJQ, all jazz fans know that that means the Modern Jazz Quartet. And they started recording together around 1952 and recorded off and on together for at least about 20 years. And then they had a couple of reunions after that, but that was one of the longest standing working groups in jazz history. And the original MJQ was Mel Jackson on vibes, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. And so a lot of these tracks will have that personnel. Later on, Connie Kay replaced Kenny Clark on drums, and then that was the working group for many, many years of Jackson on vibes, Lewis on piano, Heath on bass. And so I'm going to open up the show with a nice little swinger. This is all kind of like chamber jazz. It's almost semi-classical in style, and most of the arrangements were put together by the pianist John Lewis. Let's open up with Softly in a Morning Sunrise. Thank you. A classic, I think it was a semi-operatic tune written by Sigmund Rönnberg and Hammerstein called Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. That was the MJQ, as jazz fans call it, you know, the modern jazz quartet. Bill Jackson on vibes, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums. That was cut in July of 1955.
If you've ever seen the MJQ, you know that they perform wearing tuxedos. And they really looked like royalty. They had such a presence about them. It was a beautiful thing to see. I'm going to play something from the West Coast where Jerry Mulligan and a quartet went on a tour, and one of the places they stopped was Stockholm. So this was recorded live in May of 1957, and Jerry Mulligan was on baritone sax and piano, Bob Brookmeyer trombone, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Dave Bailey drums, doing a tune entitled Walkin' Shoes.
Thank you. We'll think a second. We'd like to play Walkin' Shoes.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Ted obviously playing live, playing his composition, Walking Shoes, and it's on a Moon label just entitled Jerry Mulligan Sings in Stockholm.
I'm going to continue to highlight the early years of the MJQ, and the pianist John Lewis was kind of the arranger and composed a lot of things for the quartet. And this is a John Lewis composition called Concord, cut by the MJQ in July of 1955. Thank you. was a composition called Concord, written by the pianist and musical director of the MJQ, John Lewis. Kind of gets into a little counterpoint, semi-classical feeling, but they still swing.
I'm going to play something from a Jazz City CD. We had the Moon, and now we have Jazz City. It's entitled Tenor Ahead, featuring Richie Kamuka with the quartet and the octet. And I want to play something with the quartet. So there's about 19 songs on this, and that encompasses two vinyl albums that were put together for this CD. It features him on tenor sax, Carl Perkins on piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Stan Levy on drums. And it was recorded in L.A. on July 26, 1956. Thank you. Forgot to tell you the name of the tune. It was entitled Just Friends.
Go to the MJQ again and the Modern Jazz Quartet. And this time we're going to get into the Gershwin songbook. There's a great tune by George and Ira Gershwin written by the Modern Jazz Quartet. Again, John Lewis on piano. Mel Jackson on vibes. Bags, as he was called. Percy Heath on bass. Connie Kay on drums, George and Ira Gershwin's great composition, but not for me.
Thank you.
Modern Jazz Quartet's version of the great George and Ira Gershwin composition, But Not For Me, cut back in about 1955.
Fresh Sounds came out with a CD celebrating the music of Matt Dennis. He's not playing on this particular CD. Jan Ludinggren is on piano, Tom Warrington on bass, and Joe LaBarbera on drums, but they're doing a Matt composition, Velvet for Your Furs. That was a beautiful song written by a very talented writer. And the musicians that played this are not household name musicians. I've not heard of them. You maybe have. I haven't.
Garden's been around. He's pretty well known among jazz circles, not too well known nationally. Well, I'm going to pick up with another track by the MJQ, the Modern Jazz Quartet. This is a little neat little swinger called Delaunay's Dilemma by John Lewis, the pianist, and John Lewis is kind of the musical director of the group. Delaunay was a French jazz critic and historian, and so this was dedicated by John Lewis to Charles Delaunay. Let's listen to Charles Delaunay, Delaunay's Dilemma. Delightful little swinger written by pianist John Lewis called Delaunay's Dilemma. Of course, that's the Modern Jazz Quartet, cut back in about 55 or 56, a tribute to that French jazz critic and historian discographer Charles Delaney.
I'm going to play something with Kay Winding and J.J. Johnson, both playing trombone, if you're not familiar with them. And I think there was a lot of thought at first that this is a quartet that's playing this particular tune. That was the two trombones. That was something I think that no one knew exactly what it was going to sound like, but it has a unique sound. When you hear it, you know that it's them. So it features Kay Winding on trombone, J.J. Johnson trombone, Dick Katz on piano, and Al Harwood on drums. So there is no bass player in this. The name of the tune is Lover.
Thank you.
Johnson and Kay Winding. Obviously, if you listen to the CD, there was a bass player. I think it was Milt Hinton. For some reason, they left him off on a liner. I think the title of the CD, Nuff Said, says it all.
I think so. Well, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterley, my co-host, and we welcome you back here for another hour of fine mainstream jazz here on Sunday night, 89.1 FM. We're going to close out the show with something by the Modern Jazz Quartet called Ralph's New Blues, written by Milt Jackson, the vibe man in the group. And we hope you enjoyed the sounds. And we've got news at the top of the hour for about 7 minutes. And so, but stick around. We've got another fine hour of mainstream jazz coming up after the news.